from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Charlie Angus is pushing a plan for the Liberal government to remove GST from home heating. The new Democratic MP for Timmins James Bay says Canadians are paying through the nose while oil companies are pulling in record profits. He says there's something the Liberals can do to help.
They can work with New Democrats to take the GST off home heating so that seniors and the working class can have a better deal this winter. Will they work with us?
In reply, the parliamentary secretary to the environment minister said Canada was praised at last week's COP27 climate conference as a leader in reducing the use of coal. Terry Duguid said the Liberals are on the offense against climate change, but the Conservatives are ragging the puck. Meanwhile, you'll be getting a bit more money from the federal government next year. The feds are raising climate action incentive payments. In Ontario, single adults without children can expect $488 between April 2023 and January 2024, with a family of four getting $976, about 30% more than the previous year. You automatically qualify for the payment when you file your income tax return. The money comes out of a federal program that charges organizations for the pollution they create. 90% of proceeds return to citizens' pockets, and the rest goes to small businesses and Indigenous groups. Homeowners with variable-rate mortgages will soon feel the pinch of higher interest rates. The senior deputy governor of the Bank of Canada says that type of mortgage is held by about one-third of Canadian homeowners. Of those, about half have already hit their trigger rate. That's where the fixed payment is only paying off interest, not principal. That can mean the lending institution can force a homeowner to pay more money a month. The tree planted next to the South Porcupine Scout Hall by the Porcupine Horticultural Society gets lit up again for the holiday season on Saturday night. The annual celebration is non-denominational, yet President Catherine Cribbs says it's not a coincidence that it happens on the eve of Advent.
That's the start of the Christian calendar for Christmas, which goes 6 weeks. It ends on Little Christmas, the 6th of January. Supposedly, that's when the wise men arrived with their gifts.
There's no charge. Once the tree is lit up, the party moves into the Scout Hall for cookies, hot chocolate, and a sing-along. In Country 93.1 sports, junior hockey action tonight has the Hearst Lumberjacks in Timmins to take on the Rock. Game time is 7 o'clock. Those teams are tied for first place in the NOJHL East Division with the Powassan Voodoos. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.